We haven't done this in a long time.
Baby, when all your love is gone, who will save me?
That's true. We have not.
It's been a while.
Let's just jump right in. Welcome, everybody, to a new edition of a long-delayed Three-Run Homies podcast. I'm Mark, and a familiar cast returns of both David and Nick. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing well. How are you, Nick?
I'm also doing well. I'm hanging out with my baby right now, and hopefully he'll be cool while we do this.
That'd be good.
But if I know him the way I think I do, he is the opposite of cool. Right now, he's looking at me, and he has a stock stuffed in his face, so, I mean...
Did you put it there?
No. I don't know where
you
got it.
You're just trying to... Hey, I'm doing a podcast. Need you to be quiet.
Yeah, well, no.
Need you to put a sock in it.
Yeah, he just... He likes to chew on socks. He's like a dog.
Guess what I'm doing right now?
What?
Drinking a beer.
Not yet, actually. Mm. But I'm going to order a pizza.
Oh. What kind of toppings are you going to get? Wait, back up. Where are you getting it from?
Probably Domino's. They seem to have the better deals lately.
Okay. Now, what toppings are you getting?
Maybe a Philly cheesesteak and a sausage pepperoni.
Mmm.
Philly cheesesteak is a pizza topping?
It's like a specialty pizza there. It's one of my favorite pizzas that exists.
That sounds interesting. Does it have onions on it?
I get it without the onions.
Okay, because I'm not
green
a
peppers.
I'm not a fan of onions. So what is it? Regular pizza sauce, or do they change up the sauce?
No, it's like an Alfredo sauce or something.
Interesting.
I'd give that a try.
Really good.
Yeah,
it's really good. David, have you ever had it?
I have not. I didn't even know Domino's did that.
Yeah, I've been getting it pretty frequently since like high school. I tried it one day,
sometime.
And I was Nick like, Curry I like Philly cheesesteaks, so I'll try this. And then it was like my favorite thing that I'd ever had.
Marshall wants to be a part of the podcast, clearly.
Marshall is a fan of the Philly cheesesteak pizza, it sounds like.
He's pro Philly cheesesteak. Do you want a Philly cheesesteak pizza? I don't think you can eat pizza yet. Now, David, you're a Domino's guy, aren't you?
I like the pizza from Domino's, sure.
That's what I meant.
That sounded a little less committal than I think we thought it would be.
Yeah, it sounded like I was like a rep for Domino's or something, the way that you presented
well,
that.
Well, I just know, I feel like anytime I go to your house or...
That is always the pizza of choice.
I feel like it's the easiest. They have kind of the best online interface.
Oh, wow, okay.
I think...
That would not have been what I would guess your reason for liking them would be, but I respect it.
I also think out of all like the big chains, I think like I like them much better than Pizza Hut. I like it much better than Papa John's.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
About Papa John's, really?
I'm a big Papa John's guy.
I like Papa John's, and I love Pizza Hut. I Pizza the Hut. Nope, that doesn't make sense.
Pizza Hut for me is the worst chain.
Same. I honestly prefer Domino's is good, but then I like a lot of the local places, which will be polarizing for a lot of people. But like I like the Emos, I like the Cecil Witz,
like
which
Cecil
I just
Whitakers.
Decided to abbreviate for no reason.
I'm a big fan.
I appreciated
Cecil.
It.
I enjoy going to Cecil Witz anytime I'm in town.
There's a new pizza that I'm looking at Papa John's called the Shaq-a-roni.
Cool.
It's just their largest pizza that they can make with extra pepperoni is what that's all it is.
You know what's as good is Papa Murphy's is excellent.
Never had.
If you're not, it's the freshest out of all of these places we've talked about.
Is that the take and bake place?
Yes, you get it and you take it home and you put it in your oven.
It amazes me that concept has worked.
It's phenomenal. I hadn't tried it up until. I think sometime last year is the first time we did it. And I can't speak highly enough of it.
We've done that a couple times with Aldi. Aldi has a take and bake pizza. It's not bad.
I have
it's
done
surprisingly
that.
Good.
That to me makes more sense because like you were making the trip for food anyway.
Yeah.
Papa Murphy's, like you're literally just going to get a pizza that you're still not ready to eat.
Oh, interesting.
Bread. Yeah.
You have to go get the pizza and then take it home and make it. It'd be like going to the grocery store just to get a frozen pizza.
Which I have done.
I was going to say, yeah, I've done that too, as well.
Yeah.
I also want to clarify for our listeners, or more likely listener, that this episode's not being edited in any way. So what you're hearing is what we're saying. So keep that in mind. However long you guys want to talk about this pizza thing, I'm all in, because I probably have more to say about that than baseball.
I have stuff to say about baseball. I think
I have opinions and thoughts.
I think we should talk about, since we haven't done this show in a while. So baseball is getting ready to start. Actually, the exhibition games have already started. But I'm curious what you guys thought of the whole mess that was getting to this point to begin with. I guess maybe I'll let one of you recap more than I, what, or better than I should say, what happened in terms of the MLBPA and MLB negotiations over the last few months, but I think we should start there. David, do you have a good idea of what went down and want to fill in the people?
I can try to recap it. I don't know that I can do it any better than you or Nick or anybody else could. But
oh, you could definitely do it better than me, because I know very little about it, and I stopped paying attention because I was like, this is dumb. I'm out.
At this point, I also don't know that I remember everything, but I can give it a whirl. So in March-ish time frame, when spring training was shut down due to the pandemic, they being Major League Baseball and the Players Association, came to an agreement on how this was going to play out. And I don't remember the particulars, but basically, I think the players wanted to play as many games as they could because they had agreed to a prorated deal where their salaries were prorated based on the number of games that would end up being played. So obviously, the players want to play as many games as they can, and the owners wanted to play a lot of games too. But I think their stipulation was they wanted fans to be able to be in the stadium, because that obviously is where a lot of revenue comes from. And so as the pandemic progressed and it became clear that this wasn't just going to push opening day back a couple of weeks or a month, but now here we are, what, like 3 or 4 months later. As that went on, I think the Players Association wanted to begin play earlier, wanted more games, and the owners, as it became clear that they were not going to get fans in the stands this year, push back on that. And there's a lot of opinions on were the players being greedy. They said they just wanted to play. They said, just give us a place and a time, we'll be there, we'll show up, we'll play. But then they push back on proposals that the owners put forth. And it's been a long time. I don't remember the timeline very well, and I don't remember the particulars, but it got to the point where the owners basically just, or I guess the commissioner, really, Rob Manfred, imposed a schedule on the Players Association and was just basically like, okay, here's what we're going to do. 60 games, beginning at the end of July, here it is. And that's where we are. We're less than a week now from that actually coming to fruition. Hopefully that made sense.
That was a good recap. It was better than I could have done, I think.
Me too. Better than me.
And did you...
Thanks, guys.
I just found it like... I think for me, the most frustrating part of it was we were living in a world without sports, right? So for them to have the opportunity to play and for it to seem like, boy, there's really just, this just isn't getting done because of all the infighting over money.
Yeah.
I think was a really bad look for the league for a really long time.
Yes, it was. For both parties.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. I agree completely.
I think a lot of people were probably more on the player side for a while, because most of us fans want to see as many games as we want as well. And it got to the point, I think, where the players, they started a hashtag even. I forget what it was, like, let us play or tell us when and where.
Win and wear or something.
Win and wear. I think it was that, yeah. And then the league proposed a number of games, and the players still pushed back. And at that point, I think the players kind of started to lose some fans because I think some of the fans were like, okay, well, you said when and where, and then... And the owners told you when and where, and you still weren't happy with it. So, what's the deal?
Yeah. Nick, what are your thoughts?
I think this year is just gonna feel weird when they start playing. I don't like the whose fault it is. I don't really care. I am excited to watch baseball. It's gonna have a weird feeling to it. That's for sure. No fans in the stands. They're only playing 60 games. As a Cubs fan, I kind of Marshall. I'm trying to make a point. Thank you.
It worked.
I don't really want. It'd be weird to see your team. Whoever wins the World Series this year. Did you really win the World Series playing 60 games? Like, there's always going to be a stigma to whoever wins this year. So. You know what? So I'm kind of whatever. I'm excited to watch baseball, but I'm kind of whatever about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I almost hope it's a team that, like...
The Mariners?
Well, no, I definitely hope it's not the Mariners.
Yeah, I hope it's a team that has won before.
I hope it's
before.
A team that's, like, won a few, and you're just kind of like, oh, okay, whatever, they win again. Yeah, I don't know that I want it to be the Yankees, but honestly, I would put the Cardinals in that group, like... If I'm a Cardinals fan, I can still celebrate that, knowing, like, okay, that, hey, you know what? I've had one of these. I've had real versions.
I've seen
of
two
this
of these
before.
In my lifetime, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the real one before, too, so it's not, like... But I've got to think, like... Or, like, if the Giants win, the Giants aren't going to win. But, like, yeah. Or the Giants or some team. Or even, like, a Red Sox win or something, or...
I was the
which
Dodgers.
I don't think they're going to win, either.
I don't
think the Dodgers would. It'd be funny if the Dodgers won. Yeah, it'd be like, oh, this is what it took.
Yeah,
I say
they very well could. They're going to be a really good team.
If the Dodgers are going to win, let it be this year when they don't get to play a whole season.
Yeah, and when they traded like one of their arms and half of a leg to get Mookie Betts for 60 games.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
I thought you were like they traded a pitcher and then half of their legs, and I was like, where's this metaphor going? I don't get where this is going. But now I get it.
Oh, I see one of their arms. That makes sense.
So who?
Yeah, I didn't.
Then I was
that
like
connection.
Half of their legs. What player is that?
Who's that? The catcher? What are we doing?
Yeah.
So all the teams are just playing their own divisions, and then the American League counterpart of their division. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
So
60 game season starts on Thursday.
So who do you predict wins the divisions then?
I have a question about this before we. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I do have a clarification question that I actually want to know. So are the divisions like? Are there just three divisions in baseball? Are you still comparing how you do? You're still comparing like. The Cardinals are in a division with the Cubs, but not the Indians.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's still six division crowns.
Yes.
I assume so. Yeah.
And two wild card winners. Yep. The playoffs are exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah, then let's do predictions. I want to know. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry. I stole your thunder there.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I was going to ask, do you think that the NL Central will now be the best division, that's going to be the closest race in baseball, do you think?
If there's
some
I think so.
Good teams in there.
I think it will be. I think the, honestly, out of the four teams at the top, which will be the Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, and Reds, I mean... There's a very real way you can order those four teams in any combination.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's It could be any. I wouldn't be surprised if the Reds. You know, they.
Yeah.
It's going to come to pitching. Pitching is whoever has the best pitching, and I don't think it's the Cubs.
They're certainly the most expensive pitching.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm.
You're what?
I'm getting a phone call.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Pitching. It's going to come down to pitching.
That's I think so.
And I think
it's going to.
That's why I think the Reds have a pretty decent shot at it.
Yeah, they've got a good rotation. I think the Cardinals have a decent chance there. Their question is going to be their offense.
You got to face all those pitchers. So.
Right. More times than I guess everybody in the division faces the same number of times. But when you're talking about things like the wild card and everything, that's going to come down to. Is the wild card going to come out of the Central? It's hard to say. The NL East, or I guess, the NL East is going to be pretty tough too between, all the teams in the NL East, like the Nationals and the Braves, and then they're going to be playing the Yankees and the Rays.
I think the Phillies will be better this year, too.
It's going to be tough for the wild card to come out of the NL Central just because, all those teams are going to be so good that, their records aren't going to...
Right.
Necessarily, they're not going to probably show how good those teams actually are in 60 games.
Right.
Okay, Marshall. You're losing interest.
Yeah, I think the winner of the NL Central will probably have the lowest win total of the division winners, I would guess.
Yeah, but that, and that also doesn't reflect how good or bad they are.
Right.
Marshall. Who do you think's going to win?
The division?
I was talking to Marshall, but you, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what Marshall has to say. Okay.
Is Marshall being
he seems
Cubs
upset,
fan?
So I don't think it'll. Think. I don't think he's predicting the Cubs.
Yeah, no, he's afraid of the microphone.
Oh, I guess they're pretty scary to someone who doesn't know what they do.
Come on, who do you think is going to be? Yeah, I don't know what that translates to.
Is
he going to be raised a Cubs fan?
In like 10 years, we'll look back and ask, that was weird, which isn't a question. That's just something people say.
I just realized that was on mute. Is Marshall going to be raised a Cubs fan?
I mean, he's going to be raised in a Cubs household.
I'm
not going to groom him. I mean, he has a home and away jersey already, so...
It sounds like he's thinking the Cardinals might be better.
Maybe that's why he's crying.
That's
what I was alluding to
where I was going.
As well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't.
Mark's talking.
I could see a very similar year to last year.
As far as
I think the Cardinals. Will be just good enough to maybe win. But honestly, this Cardinal team doesn't excite me at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they have no offense. And actually, you know what? They lost Ozuna. They might be worse.
They should
be worse, really.
Well, I mean, if you think about, like, if Dylan Carlson or Lane Thomas is able to replicate or surpass what Ozuna did, and then a lot of guys had... worse than their careers seasons last year. So you have to wonder if a lot of them will bounce back.
Yeah, they have so much pitching, though.
Yes, their pitching is...
So much.
...is not in question, really.
I just want them to get a hitter. Like, a real... Like, Goldschmidt's a piece of the puzzle, but he's not the puzzle.
He's not the guy, yeah. I think Dylan Carlson could be. But it's going to be a year or two before he is ready to take that role, I think, probably. But he's the first exciting guy to come through the system since Tavares, probably. On the offensive side.
True. So that phone call?
Yeah.
It was Papa John's telling me that their deliveries are pretty far out right now.
Oh, so you switched from Domino's.
Yeah, I did. We were talking about Papa John's, and I was like... And Papa John's has a Philly cheesesteak now, too.
Mm.
Well, that was a twist I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you end up doing?
The same thing.
Oh.
Same order, just so from Papa John's.
It's just going to take a while.
Yeah. Yeah, even on the app, it was like 48 to 58 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long time for delivery.
Yeah.
A lot of dead space for something that's not getting edited.
It is.
See, well, fill it with something.
I was trying to chase my child around.
Ask us a question. Any question.
What are you least looking forward to about watching baseball?
The fact that for half the year that I watch baseball, it'll be spent me watching the Cardinals offense.
Because you don't think they're good?
I do not think the Cardinals offense is good. They had an inter-squad scrimmage the other day. You know what it ended? 0-0.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't think they have a good offense and they're going to be facing great pitching 40 out of 60 of their games, how can they win the division?
Because I think they have great pitching. Great pitching.
So it's going to be a lot of low-scoring games.
Yeah, I think that their pitching is really good, and I think that they're going to win most games that they get three runs in.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's
and,
true.
And almost every game that they get four runs in.
Yeah, I think that was a problem the Cubs have had the last couple of years, is when they score three runs, they win usually. They're all or nothing, or at least they have been, and they have pretty much the same team. So I think it's going to be a lot of shutouts against the Cubs and then blowouts when they win. So I don't know.
I don't know. Who do you think is a team that will surprise, that maybe will get a shot this year, that in 162 might not make the playoffs, but you could see making the playoffs in a 60 game season?
I'm gonna say the Padres.
Wow. Yeah. What are your thoughts behind the Padres there?
I think they have a lot of young players, but I think they're all kind of ready to step up to the plate, if you will.
Baseball podcast.
Yeah,
baseball references.
Yeah. But you know, they've got Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, and I think they have some young pitchers. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but. I think there's a guy named Chris Paddack, if that's the guy I'm thinking of, who's on the Padres, who's really good. I think I could see them finishing second in the NL West. I don't think they'll win the division with the Dodgers in that division, but I could see them getting a wild card spot.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Reds have a shot that they probably wouldn't in a full season, just because I don't think they have enough to go all the way. But 60 games, I think they have the pitching to do it. Maybe the Angels will be good.
True. Yeah.
I mean, they're always supposed to be good, but they never are. So maybe the Angels or the Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners, to me, I thought last year they started really hot, right? Like, didn't they?
I think so.
Weren't they like in first place like 2 months in or something, and then they just fell off?
Yeah, that was either this year or the year before, but or last year or the year before. Yeah, but there was a time when they, like a month into the season, they looked like they were in good shape, and then they just fell apart.
I mean,
yeah, a month into the season is the halfway point at this
right.
It's more than halfway.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was an article on, I think it was probably MLB.com, where they looked at the best 60-game stretch of every team from last year. And I think the worst one was maybe the Pirates, and even them went like 30-30. Like a lot of the other teams that you would even consider as a playoff contender, like they had a 60-game stretch that probably puts them in the playoffs this year. So... anything's possible.
Maybe the White Sox. The White Sox might be good.
True.
I saw the Dodgers the other year. They had that. I remember they had that 60-game stretch.
They went like 51-9.
51-9.
Yeah.
Well, they also that same season. They started off horrible. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. So they like kind of just evened it out with that. But what do you think the highest number of wins will be this year?
I think it'll be the Dodgers. I don't know that they'll get to 50. I was gonna say mid-40s. I bet the Dodgers will get to the mid-40s.
Really? So you think that the Dodgers can go 45-15?
I think somebody can.
I think they could. I think they could, yeah.
That's...
I don't think they're the best team in baseball. I think the Yankees might be the best team in baseball, but the Yankees have to play the Rays, the Red Sox, the Nationals, the Braves, the Phillies. They're going to be playing a lot better teams than the Dodgers are going to be playing.
Yeah.
So I think the Dodgers.
It makes me wonder how the Dodgers are going to do in the playoffs, though.
Well, that's another question. Yeah, I think we have to look at who these teams are actually playing. Whether you're good or bad, like you said, you know, the East Coast is going to have much better competition in both American and National League. So.
Right.
I think that's going to come into play big. But, you know, once you get to the playoffs, you're playing the best team. So, you know, I think the playoffs could potentially be as exciting, if not more exciting, than it's ever been, just because it's going to be so early on. Nobody's going to be worn out or banged up. So, I think this playoffs, now that you say that, should be cool.
I mean, it's no hockey playoffs, but well, I'll still watch.
Nothing is.
I'm ready for hockey. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there. I know it's a baseball podcast. We can switch right back to baseball.
Yeah,
But I
had a dream last night, speaking of hockey, that Brett Hull died. And my biggest concern was that I didn't have a picture to post on Instagram. That was the dream I had last night. And I woke up still thinking Brett Hull was dead. But then I remembered it was a dream.
I've had that where you wake up and a dream is so real that you're...
Yeah, you're just like, oh, wait. Oh, okay. And then it takes you a minute to be like, okay, good. It was a dream.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that.
I would assume most people... I've had that experience.
Do you think Marshall's had that experience?
Probably. I'll bet babies have that experience more often than not. It's gotta be.
Do you guys think that fish have a concept of land?
No. I don't.
They wish they did.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, you know, I think about stuff like that all the time. It has to be super boring being a baby, I imagine.
Do you think that's why the Marlins are so bad?
No, I don't think that's why.
Oh.
Do you think the Marlins are going to win 15 games this year?
That's a great question. Who's going to have the least amount of wins? Or what do you think that number will be?
The Orioles.
Do you think the Orioles will win 15 games this year?
Yes.
Do you think they'll win 20 games?
Somewhere around there, probably.
I bet the worst team in baseball wins less than 20 games.
I agree. Yeah, I think there's a team that doesn't win 20.
I would go 20 or 21 would be my low mark. Was it Tommy Lasorda or somebody who said, you know, in a normal season, you're going to win 60 games, you're going to lose 60 games. Yeah. It's what you do with the other 42.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know. I've heard that many times before, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm... Because that's where we're at here, right? You're going to win 18, you're going to lose 18. It's what you do with the other...
Yeah, I don't think that still holds true 44. In this...
Not 44. That's not right.
I think it's like, check your math, maybe.
I think you're guaranteed you're probably going to win 10. That's what you do with the other 50.
Well, so you think you're going to win 10, lose 10, and then 40?
Yeah, in a 60-game season, yes. That's okay. That's my theory.
I'd go 15, 15, 30.
If you had to pick a team to win this year that wasn't your team, who would you pick?
Like who I would want to win or who I think is going to win?
Who either. Both.
I'm going to stick with the Dodgers are going to win, but I don't like them at all. Okay. If I had to pick a backup team to be my backup, well, usually I cheer for the Orioles in the American League, but it won't be them. Why not the Mariners? They have a former Cub manager.
I don't think I want the Mariners to win.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because I don't want them to win like that.
Yeah, that's my thing, is that I don't want like the Mariners or the Rangers or somebody like that to be like, have to cling to this year for the rest until they win an actual full season World Series.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm sure if you ask most fans of those franchises, they would take it, but...
Would you rather win this year, like, being the Mariners, or be the Astros and have won the way that you did in a full season?
Oh, be the Mariners this season, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this delay was the best thing to happen to the Astros. I forgot all about them until just now.
Oh, yeah. They have to be loving it.
I was
talking about
that with somebody else. I was like, this is the best case scenario for the Houston Astros. Because they don't even have fans. I hope... and they don't even have to play the Yankees.
Yeah, they're not. That's the biggest takeaway, is that they don't have to play the... They don't have to go to New York.
There's not going to be anybody there to boo them.
That's true, yeah.
Wow, they really lucked out on this whole thing.
I think
it'll be interesting to see if the unwritten rules of the game still manage to find their way to Houston for some justice.
I wouldn't be surprised if they let it slide and pick it back up next year.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, I don't know. They were getting hit a lot in spring training, like every game.
Yeah. I think they're going to let that be what it is for now. And they're going to
And it was the big names that were getting hit too, like Altuve and Springer and all those guys, like
I could see guys like Bregman.
That was coincidence.
I could see guys like Bregman just getting plunked for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Like some guys just not letting it go.
The rest of his career, really?
Well, maybe not the rest of it. The next, like, 4 or 5 years.
People don't forget.
Some of the guys that he played against, you know, during that time, still holding a grudge.
Yeah. Maybe he'll get angry letters in the mail, too. I don't know why I said that.
That'll get him.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? Like, I feel like nobody gets personalized mail anymore, right? So, like, if I got an angry letter in the mail, that'd probably bug me for half the day.
I mean, they still get...
If somebody took the time to write that and put postage on it and put it in the mailbox?
Yeah. And, like, go and mail it, like...
Yeah, that took some time. That's not just, like, writing an email or posting on a message board or something.
I think I'm on borrowed time here with the baby.
Oh.
Well, you can if we're not editing, this is decent time anyways.
That's probably true. And this is not getting edited. It's going straight up. It's going up today.
Oh.
Wow.
Boy.
This will really be something.
I'm not going to listen to it. I lived it. I have had a lot of people, you know, ask me about it recently. There's a couple, a lot, people want to hear what we have to say. I do not know why.
You know, we recorded another episode that still hasn't been posted.
That's true. That's the lost episode.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, we did. We recorded one. It was it the day of or the day after they called it quits or they postponed everything?
Yeah, I think it was like right after.
Okay.
I knew we weren't going to be getting baseball for a while.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun like years from now when this podcast is super successful.
Yeah.
That we can like have like a maybe we'll have that happen again in the future and we'll have like a 3-run homies the lost episodes CD that we can sell.
Whoa.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Proceeds to benefit I don't know, what should the proceeds benefit?
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla Day.
That's true. Yeah, we're funding Bobby Bonilla's lifestyle after Bobby Bonilla's contract ends.
We don't want the day to die.
for the first time ever, it's like 2045. Bobby Bonilla will not get $1 million, but a GoFundMe page has been established to ensure that Bobby Bonilla still gets paid.
Yeah, I think even if we don't do that, somebody's going to do that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, we didn't have any theoretical concepts this episode. We'll have to do better next time.
Theoretically, how should we sign off this podcast?
With a smile and a wave, because that translates so well.
It wasn't really a good game. There was a practice. It was a good exhibition. Good exhibition.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah.
Next time we can all actually get our schedules to fit, maybe we can do this when Marshall's not being Marshall. Yeah, yeah. Do you want to say goodbye to everybody, Marshall? No, he's still afraid of the microphone.
Oh. Maybe the key was just to hold him next to it the whole time.
Yeah, no kidding. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.